The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
You guys, I'm Gabby Windy, your host of Long Winded. You may or may not know me, emphasis on may not, but I did have 26 boyfriends not too long ago and tragically lost Dancing with the Stars. And now I'm back with a more freeing and liberating platform than ever, which honestly might make you sorry. Anyways, with all of this under my belt, naturally I do have some shit to say. In my very sweet, soft voice and public school education, I'll discuss girly topics with a bit of cheek. Topics like gaslighting, die for it, internalized misogyny, one of my faves, honestly, and the depths of the dark dating world. I will beg you again and again to come and listen, but most of all, I hope you enjoy.
Welcome back to my weekly podcast, Taste of Taylor. I'm Taylor, and you guys, I am home. A bitch is home in Coho. And that means one thing. If I'm home, you know I'm doing a podcast with Mama. Welcome back to the podcast. My mother, Babette Strecker. Hey, girl, hey.
Hey, girl, hey.
Hi, Babsy.
Hi. I love when you come home.
Why?
It makes me so happy because you're so fun and we have so much fun together.
So I was just home for my niece Scarlett's second birthday party.
So much fun.
It was actually a lot of fun. Usually when I hear like parties for children, it's not really the vibe.
No, not usually that fun, but she is a riot.
She's so much fun. I know everybody says this about like their nieces and nephews and like their kids, whatever, and they're all saying it's special, but like Scarlett really is. Scarlett really is better than your kid. And that's just the truth.
She's the best.
So cute. She's literally the spitting image of Paige when she was a baby, which is, and here's the thing too. And I'm really curious to think what you think about this because it's probably going to be hella different with me, but if you're listening and you're like, wait, why haven't I seen any pictures of Scarlett? It's because I'm not allowed to. Yeah. I think I actually mentioned this the last time we did a podcast together.
Yeah, because of Steve. He hates social media. He's like Zach, he hates it. So
my brother-in-law, Steve, because that's how Scarlett says his name now. Mom, I know that you hate this movie, so I hate to reference it because I know it like upsets you.
Wolf of Wall Street.
So Babsy, fun fact, Babsy and Richie and Chippy literally walked out of the theater.
It was horrible.
During Wolf of Wall Street, FYI, one of my favorite movies of all time.
I know, it's disturbing to me.
That I love it?
Yes.
What's more disturbing, that I love Wolf of Wall Street or that I wanted to be with Pacey over Dawson?
Wolf of Wall Street, I think, has it beat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wolf of Wall Street.
Wait, you walked out after
Jonah
Hill pulled the pee out?
Yes.
Because Margot Robbie was so hot?
That did it.
Okay, so the good news is, so you walked out of the theater.
Brutes. Oh, my God. Brutes. No, that was just absurd that they would put that in a movie.
Babsy also famously cried at a wet t-shirt contest in Fort Lauderdale in college. So Babsy.
Brood. Yes.
Brood.
Yeah.
Tell the story real quick about crying about the breast.
Oh, so I was on spring break in Fort Lauderdale. A bunch of my roommates and friends from Boston College and dad's friends and roommates from Harvard. And one night we thought it would be fun to go to a wet t-shirt contest. And Babsy naively thought
they'd have bathing suits underneath.
There'd be a bunch of college girls down there on spring break thinking it was funny, and they'd all be up there in, you know, bathing suits or clothes and t-shirts.
Yes.
Jeans and t-shirts, and they'd throw buckets of water on them, and everyone would clap for the girl with the biggest chest, and that would be it. You know, like,
but.
Ha ha ha. Oh my God. There were for real some strippers there. Professionals.
Of course.
That didn't even cross my mind that there would be professional strippers up on stage.
We call all of them sex workers now, Mom. Put some respect on their OnlyFans names.
Sex workers.
Yes.
They took everything off.
Oh.
I was mortified.
Did you see vagina pieces?
No, not the bottom half, just the top part. And I was just horrified.
I know, Babsy.
Prepared.
No, you're a feminist. You're just like, don't objectify yourselves, ladies. You don't have to.
That was it. I was really disturbed that women would do that just to win $100.
Right.
And for men. And it was gross. So I left.
Okay. And cried.
And cried.
And caused a scene.
Well, not. I hope I didn't cause a scene. I think I just left and dad followed me.
Good man.
Which was good.
Good man, Shelley Brown. Remember that when you're mad at him over weird texts that he sends, like he sent one today.
Oh, the text today was
What's up with him? He thinks he fancies himself a philosopher these days.
A therapist these days.
Yes.
He's just very philosophical in his old age.
Yes.
And it's very odd because this is not the Rich that I've known my whole life.
And it's not that it's bad. It's just different.
Very.
We're not used to it.
And it's random. It comes kind of out of nowhere.
It's usually after I talk to him. I feel like I take some credit for it.
So you're to blame.
It's my fault.
So he was going on and on about how nice it was to have the kids home for
this
weekend and how much he loves his family all together. But then he went off course a little bit and it got kind of weird.
I will read it.
He said he was a narcissist.
Yeah, I'll read it. Okay, so he said, such a wonderful, his texts, by the way, recently are getting to be
bizarre.
It's a bit much. You know, I think our family text chain has become Dad's podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, right on. Absolutely.
Speaking of which, don't forget to bring up, like, not Dad being the biggest fan of Taste of Taylor right now. What the fuck is
that? And he's listening
now
to
I'm
all
scared
the old.
But the good news is he's backwards, so he keeps going to listen to the recent ones, but he keeps going back to the very beginning.
Right.
So like, but is he listening for us?
I think what he's doing is, I think he just figured out how to use it. I think that's what it is.
So scary.
He just figured out how to access the site. And so he's just listening from the very beginning.
Yeah,
and then he talks about it like it's the one you
just
recorded
did.
Yesterday.
He listened to Cal Penn and he was like, oh my God, that Cal. Oh, you are the world's worst, greatest interviewer. You should get back into interviewing. Like, we're serious. And I was like, Dad.
Interviewing celebrities. Gay celebrities.
Okay, I love it. So, hey, Dear Media, hey. He was like, you should reach out to your podcast company and tell them that, like, if there's a gay celebrity, you want them. I was like, first of all, everyone's gay. Second of all, that's what Amanda Hirsch does. My friend. I don't step on the toes of the people who I love. Like, that's not skipping off that. She's like an interview podcast.
He's a good 10 years behind.
I
the
love
present
when
day.
People try to tell me what I should do for my career when they have no fucking clue what's going on.
Oh, he's
also,
an eye surgeon.
Not to do it, but like Aunt Betsy yesterday telling me and you that you should go shopping and affiliate links and you should go to Zara. And I was like, Betsy, Zara doesn't do it. And she was like, well, if they see what you're doing, they will. I was like, they literally don't give a fuck.
They don't do it.
She was like, well, I'm right. Oh, okay.
Just so you know, it's not just your job. People do this with every job.
Oh my God.
I want to tell you how to do your job.
It's
your
like,
specialty.
Like, oh, I mean, this is, I've been dealing with this forever. You know who gets it the worst, though? Comedians. Because it's like, you know who's funny?
I know.
My sister's boyfriend's aunt. Oh, then she should do my job. But you know what? Actually, it might be even worse with radio.
You got it when you were at Sirius.
People
all
are like,
the time.
Oh, you know who talks? My aunt.
You should have her on.
Yeah, I should.
Dad used to do it all the time about people that were totally unrelated to your show.
She would invite patients
content.
On my fucking radio
all
show.
All the time.
And even like, it was
you
actually
go
so
on
funny.
My daughter's show.
So my mother-in-law, Annie, who's like your new best friend, real quick.
I love Annie.
I have to say, the
love
amount
her.
I get like, it's really funny to see like what piques the interest of the audience because you can tell like with DMs. So when I post stuff on social media, like people will like slide in my DMs and read like, you know, I can just tell what's really like hitting people based on like the response
the
I get.
Questions and things.
Oh my God. The overwhelming reaction I got to you and Annie sitting on our couch when we did the mother-daughter weekend.
But all you had was a picture, right? Just a picture of us.
It was just
us.
A picture that Tay took of you guys. And you guys, it was like obviously early-ish in the morning.
We were in our PJs drinking coffee.
It was giving Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. It was giving grandparents sleeping in the same bed.
Yeah. Oh, no.
But it was so cute. People were like, oh my God, I wish my mom and my mother-in-law were like this.
Well, that's because we're similar.
You
don't
and Annie.
Think? Yeah, Annie and I are, we're kind of similar.
You're two peas in a pod. You are like peas and carrots.
I really love her. She's great.
And I was running. That's you and Annie.
No, I don't get your references.
Jenny.
Oh, that one.
Yeah,
that's
Forrest
right.
Gump.
I never remember
you
movie
can be
references.
Forrest Gump. We'll let Annie be Jenny.
Oh, great. Thank you.
So I went to a wedding with Tay and there was a guy at this wedding. It was like one of her high school friends. And there was a guy at this wedding who had clearly the biggest crush on Tay forever. You know what I mean? Yeah. And he was so, and like his parents were like coming over and like everybody was like, basically like, he's been in love with Taylor forever. And he has a girlfriend now whose name is also Taylor. Coincidence? I think
awkward.
Not.
No.
Anyway, but like, I was like really laying it on thick about like, I'm a professional, very successful podcaster. And I was just like, I was also like kissing his parents' butt, you know, to make them like love me. But they were also like making me mad because they were like, yeah, we thought they were soulmates. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Anyway, so I like weirdly and like very insincerely invited the father on my podcast because he was like, I should go on your podcast. I'm like, yeah, you should. And then anyway, he reached
about
out.
About what?
Nothing. I was just trying to like be like pretend nice to be like, I'm going to make this man love me. I hate his son. Like, psycho.
Right.
And then Annie,
you know that Teddy has to go through to your Taylor has to go through this with Chris Golden.
What do you mean?
Well, the same thing. Like, well, we always thought that they were gonna end up together. They were like best friends and they were so cute together.
Yeah, but like, yeah, no, it's different. Chris is gay.
Well, I know. Oh, you're right. All right, the other guy's
not straight
gay.
And they like gunning for my gal.
Yeah, but before we knew Chris was gay and before we knew you were gay.
Yeah, but we know it now.
I know.
Different. So anyway,
you're
no,
right.
Not the same.
Totally unrelated. Okay,
literally
Mom.
Shut the fuck up.
Never mind.
So you're ruining my story.
Sorry.
You're talking so much.
Is that why you hardly ever have me on the show?
Oh, please, you and Kelly Catrone.
No.
Kelly. I'm like, Kelly, she's on literally every 6 weeks,
yeah,
minimum.
I know.
You're on so much, Tay's like, you can't always have your mom on.
I know, Kelly was like, you're so mean. Let your mom speak. I'm like, Kelly, I don't want to speak.
No, because I knew if we like you on the podcast with Kelly,
we'd talk to each other.
Then Kelly would only want to talk about you. And you literally were on like 3 weeks before.
I told her.
It was supposed to be about Kelly.
I know. I told Kelly that.
Anyway, I don't even know if you're ever going to see the video that we came out with Kelly.
Oh, you have to. I love Kelly.
Kelly is not approving it.
Come on, Kelly. Get on board.
I can't even. She's like, I did your podcast for free. I'm like, oh my God. That's what it is.
She knows that.
I love her. She knows. She loves me so
she's
much.
She's just stalling.
No. Kelly
she's
loves
busy.
Me. Kelly loves. She is busy, and she's
very busy.
I actually respect it. Kelly's like, listen, I want to make sure I approve what is going up in my likeness,
right?
But like, I don't really have time to watch a whole video for an hour, so you got to give me a second.
Well, Anna Delvey was on it too.
Well, I know.
There could be legal implications.
Hello, we got a release signed by Anna Delvey.
Yeah, there you go.
And then her boyfriend Haskell had to also sign it because he was in video.
No
wonder. And then Haskell, you should have seen Haskell's signature look like that of a murderer. I mean,
no.
It was literally like psycho scribble.
No.
It was like he did it intentionally to be like, fuck the man and fuck signatures.
No.
But he signed it and whatever. And then not Anna Delvey emailing Taylor, because now we have email.
Oh, that's
emailing
right.
Taylor Donahue for her credit card information. I'm joking.
That was
no,
good.
She was emailing Taylor because she wants a copy of Stassi's new book for Haskell. Because he's Stassi's number one
fan.
Yeah,
I know. And he was talking about, yeah.
What web I have gotten myself into. Anyway, so we are waiting for Kelly to approve the video. And eventually she will. And Kelly loves me so much. And I love Kelly. But like, it's so funny because like, even like Kelly, like you will always get like Kelly Catrone. Well, Kelly Catrone, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
no matter how much
exactly
she loves you.
What you mean? Kelly's going to do what Kelly wants to do.
Preach, baby,
yeah,
preach.
Yeah. You're not going to tell Kelly what to do.
And I love that about her.
I do too.
Okay.
She's the best.
Hold on,
Zach. Are you almost done washing your hands?
Between Mom and Zach,
you can hear that.
Potentially.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, this is a business. We literally have advertisers.
That was quieter than my shaking my chip bag.
Mom, earlier, I was recording the Taylor Strecker show earlier.
Sorry.
And Babsy comes in and she's like, she loves to come in when I'm recording in the kitchen and she loves to organize the chip drawer. And then she was literally eating chips. And like, she wasn't just eating chips out of the bag. She literally was shaking the bag looking for the one that she liked.
My favorite one. You know what kind they were.
Do you want the
sour cream and cheddar?
I didn't want to tell you because I don't want to break your heart, but my favorite sour cream and cheddar chips
are the ones
are the
with the
baked,
most
baked Lay's.
Oh no,
you got the wrong ones. I ate them.
Great, I ate the whole bag for nothing.
Yeah, baked Lay's. Oh, I'm sorry. You just eat things because I say I like them on my show.
I got them for you, but I love them so much. I was eating them.
Try the baked ones; they're even better.
Okay,
I'm telling you.
Right.
Anyway, whoa, we are going way off course.
Okay, let's get
slow
back.
Your roll. Okay, so we have so much to get to.
Okay,
and
let's
so
get
little
to
time.
It.
Okay. So
I'm focused.
Okay, so I wanted to go back to Dad. Oh, so Dad, listening to them. Oh, wait, no,
you were going to read it. You were going to read that.
I am, but wait, real quick about Annie. So Annie, so I met this guy at this wedding, and then he reached out to Annie to be like, I met your daughter-in-law. She's very nice. She said I could come on the podcast. Can come on the podcast. So then Annie was like, you have to have him on the podcast now because you like said you would, and now he's bugging me. And I was like, Daddy, tell him to fuck off.
You didn't say that.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, Mommy's so proud.
Annie loves me.
I know she does.
Annie's like, I'm your ma, and you're one of my kids. So
I know. Totally.
So I can be crazy with Annie, and she still loves me.
That's great.
Like, I can be crazy with you.
I love you when you're crazy.
I know. Okay. So anyway, but the way people loved you and Annie interacting, oh my God, it was the greatest thing ever.
That's
and the
so
truth
cute.
Is, it was so sweet. And like, I know we got notes from Taylor Donahue, my wife slash producer slash manager, but she gave us specific notes of what we're not allowed to talk about. So we can't talk about what I want to say, but just like, it's not lost on me the specialness of you and Annie being buds because
we are buds.
In-laws, I mean, getting in-laws that you get along with is amazing. Getting in-laws that your family gets along with.
That's great.
A dream.
No, this is really special. Honestly, I really love Steve's family.
I know.
I do. I think they're great. I picked them as Steve as friends, and Teddy's family's the same way.
Oh wait, so that brings it. That reminds me.
I would choose to be friends with her family.
I know. That also reminds me of Steve. So Wolf of Wall Street. So you never saw Wolf of Wall Street, or you walked out of it,
right.
But you did get the part where Jonah Hill's character's on Quaaludes, and he's going this, Steve Madden, Steve. Right?
Why does he do that though? By the way, I know he's on Quaaludes, but why Steve Madden?
Because they're thinking of something to take public, like an IPO, and he went to high school with Steve Madden. So it's Steve. So when Scarlett, so by the way, my niece is currently calling her father, Daddy, Steve, which is amazing. My fault. Because this weekend I was there and I was like, Steve. And all of a sudden, she was like this. But she, when she says things, she doesn't say the whole thing.
Steve.
And she says it though, like with like, she's like shakes and like her face gets red. So she's like, Steve. That's how she was calling him Steve. And I was like, it's giving. Wolf of Wall Street.
And then you started in with the Steve Madden.
Did I ever tell you in college, when I went out to Spring Break, Jamaica, I almost entered a big butt contest, kind of like the wet t-shirt contest.
I was just
for booties.
So afraid you were going to tell me that you almost took Quaaludes. I just had my heart stopped. I've never laughed at you in my entire life. I got so nervous. I was like, she's about to reveal a truth, and I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
No, Mom, I've never done Quaaludes.
Thank God.
This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Quince. Okay, close your eyes. Now imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Honey, it's all thanks to Quince. They are literally here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. I'm talking 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops. We love to be able to wash our silk, and timeless, gorgeous 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. I know, girl, you're like, Taylor, but how do they do it? I'll tell you how. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Brilliant. As if that wasn't enough, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. There's a company that sells Shirling shoes. And even though I like love them, I just can't bring myself to pay the prices for a pair of slippers that I'm going to put my stinky feet in. Like, I don't know about you, but like, I'm not wearing gorgeous Shirling slippers with socks. It defeats the purpose. You want to slide your foot into that mushy Shirling heaven. And when Shirling slippers are expensive, I just can't bring myself to do it. Well, guess what, baby girl? Quince has them. They have their Shirling sheepskin slippers, and honey, they're $49.90. Not me buying literally five pairs. I got them in pecan, classic pecan with that like white shearling, but I also got them in gray on gray. Oh my God. And I would have never let myself buy gray on gray because it's like light and I'm like, oh, I'm worried if they get dirty. Well, at $49.90, I'll get at least two pairs of every single one. Honey, indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/Taylor for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/Taylor. And now, back to the podcast. So you know weed's legal now.
Yes.
And so like weed gummies are like a thing.
Right.
And you know I suck at weed. I tell you this all the time. Yes. So you don't have to worry about me.
Yes.
But like, they sound so fun, weed gummies. Anyway, so did you see this on Instagram? So now I have dad listening to fucking Taste of Taylor. And now, are you listening to Taste of Taylor or do you listen to the Taylor Strecker show and not really Taste of Taylor?
I hardly ever listen to Taste of Taylor.
Let's keep it that way.
Yeah, okay.
And dad doesn't know what's going on, so that's fine too. Anyway, so I was on Instagram, and I know you look at my Instagram, but I feel like you miss a lot of stuff too, because you're
Well, because you post daily stuff that I miss a lot.
But so I recently on the Taylor Strecker show talked about a gummy, like a weed gummy that like Tay's friend had a dinner and she said it was good. So like we bought it and people were asking me about it on my Instagram. So I was going to post a link to it.
Yeah.
I couldn't find it anyway. It was like a whole thing. Turns out that you can't post links to weed because it's only legal in so many states, right?
Oh, I get it. Right.
So it was fine. But I work with like a link agency. I'm obsessed with them. They're called ShopMy. They're great. So they were like, they were confused. I was confused. They actually ended up sending me a link for CBD, which is totally fine because CBD is, it's not THC. It's
right.
So this company, it's wild. It's WYLD. I use their gummies to sleep every night and they're CBD. They're CBD and they're great. But I heard about their THC and apparently they're like not anxiety provoking and they're like low grade and like whatever. So I have yet to try them, but I did buy them and I'm going to try them. And it's not illegal because it's legal where I live. Okay. Right.
I just have a question though, really quick. Why would anybody take something that is anxiety provoking?
Mom,
why would you want to do that to yourself?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's like the definition of insanity. It's
but
like,
THC can be anxiety provoking. So why would anybody want to do that?
I honestly don't understand why people do weed at all.
Okay.
But here I am over
maybe
here.
Maybe it affects different people differently.
It definitely must. Okay. Like I have a lot of friends that like in college didn't want to drink, but they like to smoke. And I feel like the way weed makes me feel is probably how alcohol makes them feel. It's like this adverse reaction that they don't like. Right.
Yeah.
But not me over here being the definition of insanity, trying the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. Right. It's like the dumbest thing ever. Anyway, but I talked about these gummies. And so I was going to people asked me to link to them, so I was gonna link to them, but I said on my Instagram, I guess you didn't see it, I was like, my mother's gonna think I'm a drug dealer. So anyway,
no.
And then people were like DMing me like, block her so she can't see the story.
No, if it's one that stays all the time, I'll probably see it. But if it's one of those ones that's gone
they're
within 24
stories.
Hours,
they're okay, called stories.
Then
yeah.
I miss a lot of those. You're lucky I missed that one.
Oh, I bless and believe. So anyway,
I would have called you and yelled at you.
So literally Instagram took it down.
Whoa, criminal. Wow.
Yeah. So apparently, though, I think I know what happened because I posted a picture of the THC brand, but I linked to the CBD because I'm the world's worst influencer and I did it wrong.
Of course.
Because I'm a moron. So anyway, so technically I was not infringing on like the guidelines or I was not breaking the rules of the guidelines.
Right. Yeah, but, it was a mistake.
But whatever. But they took it down. It's fine. The last time Instagram took something down, I was on Hannah's bachelorette party and she got on the yacht that we were on with her shoes on. And I said, this poor bitch doesn't know you take your shoes off on yachts. And Instagram took it down because it was considered to be bullying. Because I called her a poor bitch. It was a joke.
Hannah would have definitely taken that as a joke.
Of course, but Instagram is the biggest loser on the face of the planet. So I literally, it's like.
I'm shocked they're that
slander,
picky.
Slander. That's Instagram.
Somebody's flagged you because I've seen a lot worse.
Oh, hell to the.
You're flagged.
Hell to the, yeah. So I mean, Jackie Schimmel, my friend Jackie, she's Bitch Bible. She gets literally shadow banned on the reggae for bestiality because she's like, I want to have sex with my dog. Because her dog's cute.
Oh my God.
And now her baby.
That's
she's like,
hysterical.
Like, this baby is the hottest baby on the planet. I'm like, oh, geez.
She is hysterical.
Her baby is the cutest baby on the face of the planet.
She have a little boy?
Named Clyde.
Oh, Clyde.
He's so cute and chubby.
Kimmy, my best friend across the street when I was growing up, had a basset hound whose ears used to drag on the road.
And
he was such
was
a low
Clyde.
Rider. And his name was Clyde.
So cute. So anyway, I posted the story and they took it down and so many people DM me and they were like, so first of all, I was like, you're narcs for nothing. Locks for nothing.
Right.
It's CBD, you dweebs.
I know.
But people were DMing like, your mom definitely told on you.
It wasn't me. Wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
I did not
it
see
wasn't
it.
Me.
Wasn't me.
It wasn't me. She went up in the bathroom, butt naked, doing on the bathroom floor.
Wasn't me. I did not see
Shaggy.
It. Just for the record, everybody, I never saw it.
Okay.
So wasn't me.
And mom definitely would not know how to report me to the Nerd Squad Instagram.
I don't know how to do anything on social media.
So,
you take after me.
But what do you think? Do you know this about your best friend, my mother-in-law, Annie?
No, what?
Annie loves a gummy.
Oh! I know. I've been with you guys so many times when she'll say, I just took a gummy. Or
when we had when it was a mother-daughter weekend, we had the dinner party.
Yeah.
And not Annie getting all paranoid. And then we were like, when the gummy hits.
I know. And then there was another time I was with you guys and she said, does anyone have a gummy? So Annie takes.
I was like, she's going to hate you.
Annie takes gummies on the reg. No, I just don't want my kids taking drugs, and I prefer to drink wine.
Okay.
That's all.
But you don't really, you're so much less judgmental than you used to be.
Am I?
Yeah, I'm really proud of you.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
There's a few things that have happened in my life that perhaps have made me less judgmental.
You're
all
not
for the good.
Yeah, you're not judgmental, and Dad is weird. So let's go back to his text.
What the heck was that text today? Okay.
So he wrote, what a wonderful day. So much fun having Steve's family and your friends here yesterday.
That was normal.
Yeah.
That was fine.
You know my motto, the more the merrier, which it totally is. You guys are the more the merrier for sure.
You're right. You're right. Okay. Yeah. I thought that's your motto. Really?
That is a Strecker family motto.
No, you're right. I've just never heard him say it, I guess.
So he said, and anytime mommy and I, which that's not the weird part, so everybody shut the fuck up.
He always calls me mommy.
I like that
mommy.
He calls you mommy, okay?
Yeah.
So, and anytime mommy and I get all of our children together, that is very special.
That's so true.
It's true.
I mean, we love nothing more. I'm so mad at all of you that you moved so far away from
you
home.
You literally encouraged us to, so
I know,
whatever.
I know, but now I have regrets.
I know. So it could only have been more perfect if Teddy was
I
here.
I love that. That's true,
I
too.
Know. But alas, there is no here we go. This
here
is
we
one.
Go.
But alas, there is no perfect in life. Merely us mortals striving to be better.
Where did that come from?
I should have been a poet. And so I digress. That's what I say. He's plagiarizing
you.
Me.
He's copying you.
Hey, you guys, is there any medication for my condition called narcissism? Does everything in life always come back to me? Also, what? Stealing my shit.
You're right. That's what this is about. He's plagiarizing you.
Yeah. He's literally LARPing as his daughter. He's taking on my brand and my personality, and then he tries to say it in a text and everybody thinks it's weird. And it is, because he's not being authentically himself. He's being authentically me.
You know why? Because we've been telling him lately that he's not funny. And he needs to stop trying.
Uh-oh, you never tell a man he's not funny, because then what he will do is try to prove that he is funny.
There you go.
That's yikes.
It just hit me. That's what this is about.
Listen.
He's going to be funny.
Listen, Linda, listen. Okay? Linda, listen.
Just let him think he's funny.
Who cares?
Because it can be embarrassing when he tries really hard.
But the problem is when you don't challenge a man that he's not funny, because then he will try to prove he's funny, and that's when he gets himself into trouble.
But and he can be really funny.
He can.
He can be really funny.
Like when
funny.
Scarlett was saying, Papa, and he was like doing that weird
that
bear dance thing.
That's you know what kind of funny he is.
I'll tell you what Dad is. Dad is physical comedy.
Yes.
He is physical comedy.
That's it.
So we just need to this is what we need to start doing. Highlight.
Keep his mouth shut.
Highlight his strengths.
And just perform.
Highlight
dance
the strengths.
Monkey, dance.
It's like training a dog.
Yeah.
You have to reward for good behavior.
Dance, monkey, dance.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll tell him that tonight. And this is our motto. Dance, monkey, dance.
Oh, my God. Don't say that.
Okay.
Oh,
I need lessons.
Not me over here trying to keep this family intact.
You need
intact.
To help me learn how to handle the man I've been married to for 46 years.
I think space would
help.
I think space would be helpful.
Yes, I do.
Just
too.
A little bit of
just
healthy
like that
space.
That weekend with Annie was so great. Annie and I got to just be,
yes.
you know,
yes.
with that daughters.
Yes, we're going to do more mother daughter weekends for sure.
So fun.
This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Boll & Branch. Okay, you guys know I love Boll & Branch, but did you see the Met Gala this week? I literally passed out because Maria Sharapova was wearing the most gorgeous dress ever. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? It was made entirely out of Bull and Branch's bedding fabric. Could you die? Now that's what I call being on theme. Yeah, it was Sleeping Beauties. Like, it was completely on the nose. And also, shout out to Prabal. He is insanely talented. I love the collab. I lived for it. I was gooped. I was gagged. I was everything of the sorts. Bowl and Branch is raising the standard of luxury with their gorgeous signature sheets. And I love these sheets because night one, you open the packaging, you get it. They are luxurious. They are almost royal. But here's a kicker. They get better. They get softer with every single wash. And on top of being like buttery soft, they're super breathable. So they're really perfect for like warmer months. You're not going to have that leg sweat going on. Also, they have variety Bowl and Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes from twin up to California King. And don't just take my word for it. They're loved by millions of sleepers. They have over 11,000 five-star reviews. And they have a 30-night worry-free guarantee. So you can wash them, style them, sleep in their sheets for an entire month. And if you don't love them, you can send them right back. But you're going to love them. And it's not just sheets. Bowl and Branch has the airiest blankets, the most cloud-like duvets, fluffiest pillows, and so much more. Reawaken in the epitome of comfort and luxury with sheets from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your first set of sheets plus free shipping at bowlandbranch.com with promo code Taylor. That's Bowl and Branch, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, branch.com. Promo code Taylor. Exclusions apply. See site for details. And now back to the podcast. So we have to talk about buying fake bags because Kelly Catron really controlled that narrative of the fake bags. But like,
I feel guilty now.
Why?
Well, because I just do. I mean, I don't really think of it that much. But when somebody says to you, you know, you're hurting the industry or...
Oh, give me a freaking break.
They charge way too much for those bags.
Here's the thing.
$3,000 for a Goyard bag.
How much is it? I'm going to check it right now. How much?
I bought seven for about $430.
Exactly. Goyard bag. How much are... Goyard bags right now. No, they're not. That's a lie. Okay, so a brand new one on Revolve, which I love. Shout out to Revolve. This one is $2,200.
Oh, that's Revolve, though. Go on, like, Neiman Marcus. Brand new.
But I'm looking at another one on Goyard, and it's almost $4,000.
That's ridiculous.
That's insane.
You've had real ones versus fake. How much longer do the real ones last?
Don't even get a bitch started on the Goyard bags.
Oh, is that the one that flaked off on your shoulder, the white one?
Flaked off? You mean the one that literally
ruined your clothes?
Savagely murdered red dress?
No. Savagely murdered red dress?
Savagely murdered red dress.
It came off like the paint? Girl.
So no. I, back in the husband world, okay, so he bought me like a lot of nice bags, but I also I didn't make a lot of money at Sears, but I made enough that like I could go shopping and stuff, right? And keeping up with the Joneses, if you will.
Yeah.
Big mistake. Huge. Never do it.
Because
right?
Who cares about the Joneses?
Literally. So, but he probably bought me one and I probably bought myself one. I think he bought me a white Goyard bag and I bought myself a gray one. And at that time, I think they were about like $1,600, maybe even $1,800. Okay.
Yeah.
But like, Louis Vuitton has the Neverfull bag, which is like their tote. But the thing with Louis Vuitton is like the prices are, they're expensive, but like they're more like of an attainable luxury line. Also, they almost have like a lifetime guarantee. I don't want to like say that like it's definitely the truth.
No, but you can take Louis Vuitton's back for repairs.
Totally.
You used to be able to. You still can. Yeah.
So, and not me bringing my bags back to Barney's, which no, rest in peace, no longer exists. But like also, I remember one time I brought a Jill Sander bag that I bought at Barney's back and they threw it away.
I remember.
They were like, oh, it was unprepared. It was irreparable. So we threw it in the garbage. I'm like, in the garbage?
I remember. That's ridiculous. They never called you and asked.
I went
That's
mental.
Crazy.
I went mental. No. It was when I had my registry there and I was like, I am a bride. I am a bride. I'm a crazy privileged bride. And if you don't figure this out. If you don't figure this out, I'm pulling my registry. And they did.
Ooh. Scary.
And
did they give you credit? They should
have. Well, no, but the bag was on sale. And so I couldn't get another bag at that price. Like, they were like, oh, we'll give you the credit for the sale price. I'm like, no, fuck you.
They give you a new bag?
So I said, I want my bag back. So anyway, they...
Did they pull it out of the garbage?
I said, give it to me out of the garbage. I'll go to Leather Spa and get it fixed, you fucking idiots. So anyway, they ended up finding it at an outlet. The one that they had thrown, like, they found like a new one at an outlet for me.
And they got it and they gave it to you for free.
Meanwhile, this was the fuggliest bag. It was literally the ugliest bag I've ever owned in my life.
What did it look like?
It was black patent leather.
Yeah.
But it was like a hideous Mary Poppins bag. It's like so, like they must have been like, this tacky bitch.
I don't remember
losing her mind over this bag on sale.
I don't remember it at all.
Oh, it was so friggin' hideous. I will literally try and find a picture and post it on my social when this comes out because it is that disgusting.
It must have been a bag that you carried all the time or you wouldn't have been so upset. So I'm trying to picture it. But
I was like, it's like the perfect size and like the straps over my shoulders and like it's patent leather. So like it like it can stand rain.
You know how used to that they are in Manhattan? Oh my gosh.
I was such a biznage. I was such a biznage. Yeah. So anyway, with my Goyard bag. So they were so expensive. And I mean, listen, I definitely used them to death. But like, the way they would like, they get like holes in them. Like literal holes. Yeah. So it's not like rips on the seam. It's like rips in the middle.
You know what? I remember seeing your bag under that, in that condition. My fake ones didn't do that. They pull apart
at
the shoulder strap.
They would literally never dare. The fakes would never dare, ever.
Oh my God.
They're tough little bitches made from gasolina's leather.
Wow.
I'm telling you, the more I, like the more time I spent in luxury world, the more I realize it's such emperor's new clothes. It's really such bullshit. And I know the fashion industry is taking a hit, but maybe the fashion industry needs to figure out like a middle ground.
If they're going to charge that much for a bag, it should last.
Fast fashion or like the, like you just like, it's like, there's something else to be like, if it's a mom and pop shop, like there's this company that I love. It's called Shop. It's called Rock Knot. You know that sparkly strap I have on my bag?
I love that.
So this girl, she's so great. Her name is Orly. I'm obsessed with her. And she makes these, like, it's a mom and pop shop. It's a small business. So like, if I saw that on Canal Street, I'd be like, no, I'm going to buy from Orly. You know what I mean? But now, like, I think it was like, I want to say like Givenchy, but actually I don't think it was that, but I can't remember the brand that it was, but like there's like a more of like a high end brand now, like ripping her shit off.
Oh my God.
But like
gosh.
Not even making it as good quality.
Unbelievable.
I know, but it's like that's the thing is it's like, you don't go into like a bodega and steal from a bodega. Like that's a mom and pop shop, but you do go into Walmart and steal. Like fuck the man. You know what I mean?
You don't steal.
No, I don't. But if I stole by mistake, like, you know, like the whole, like I have like,
you steal by mistake.
Like you have like seltzer waters at the bottom of the grocery cart.
Oh, that they don't see. And then you get out to the car and you think, oh, they didn't. Yeah.
If I'm at like a bodega, I would walk back in and be like, I owe you for this. But if I was at
Walmart,
Target.
Yeah.
Bye. Right. You know, whatever. Yeah. Give me a break. So anyway, but like, that's kind of how I feel about like these luxury brands. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it doesn't feel bad. And like, listen.
Because they charge so much. Too much. I know.
They overcharge. And
well, I honestly didn't feel bad either until I saw Kelly.
Who works in fashion and we love.
Who works in fashion. And then I felt bad.
But that's okay. But the other thing is the strap on the Goyard bag, literally in the summer, it was so hot that the paint on the straps melted.
That's crazy.
And it came off on my clothing. It was ruining all my clothing. I was like, what is happening? It took me forever to realize it.
You're out. It was
so not only is the bag ruined, my clothes are ruined.
That's terrible.
I should sue. No. You ruined my Zara blazer.
No.
So anyway.
You ruined precious red dress.
Oh my God.
You definitely got enough wear out of.
You think?
Because I have clothes like that and I know. I have a red dress actually that I've worn to death.
Not you copying me, no. My parents plagiarized me.
Do you know which one I'm talking about?
No.
Oh yeah. The red dress that I wear the white t-shirt under. I wear it all the time.
So cute.
Too many pictures of me in it.
So cute.
That's the other thing. Like when you wear something way too much, it's like all of a sudden you realize every picture you have the same dress on.
Girl, story.
It's embarrassing.
The story of my life. Yes. And like I can't because like it's my job to now. I literally can't. I'm going to spend so much. Like being an influencer is so hard.
Yeah, I know. Really hard.
So,
all right.
Everybody likes these every outfit you wear.
I'm over the Goyard thing. It's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, no. So Goyard, let's...
I'm like, happy I got the
plus. Goyard's for life. Fennel for life.
For sure.
But also, okay, but like, so screw... Sorry, but like, screw Goyard. But if they want to do a campaign someday, I am completely in. But like, they won't, because I'm not good enough for them.
I think you just blew it.
You think?
Yeah, and I think I blew it for you with my 7 Goyard bags.
By slandering their bags?
$430. I am a little disappointed, though, that they aren't all the bigger size, and that some of them have a little bit shorter straps.
I know. Well, like here's the problem now is that for a while post-COVID, you could go on Canal Street and it was like shopping at a goddamn boutique. You could look at them. You could go over to the guys next to them. You could really, really, like, the shopper was in control. You could barter like a mofo. Like, it was amazing.
It's underground.
And now the popo had to go ruin it. And now we're back having to go in people's vans and climb into basements.
And they pull you into dark alleys and...
Yeah.
Oh, and you barely get a look because they just... pull a corner of it out of the bag. Well, I need to go back and I need to buy 7 more.
Oh my God.
All with longer straps and the bigger version.
I mean, listen.
That's okay though. Think about it. If I have to go back and spend $430 more dollars.
Think about it.
Think about it. If I have to go back and spend $430 more dollars, and that's a total of $860.
You're still making out like a bandit.
Still less than one bag.
Still making out like a bandit.
7
of them. Guess what doesn't happen with the fakes?
Then I've got 14 of them.
Guess what doesn't happen with the Foyard? It doesn't rip with holes for no reason anywhere.
No, no.
And the strap doesn't melt on all your favorite items of clothing.
It just breaks. If I don't overload it, then the straps might not even break.
No, it's ridiculous.
So I need to come back. We need to go back.
Oh, gladly. Give me any reason. So, but I will say this, Hermes right now, this is very interesting. Hermes, I just read, is in a lawsuit.
Uh-oh.
Where consumers are suing them. I don't know if it's class action or who's doing it, but, and I usually hate lawsuits because like it's such a litigious place that we live in and it's oh, you little whiny bitch. But in this case, I'm not really mad at it because again, it's like Hermes, but Hermes is the reason I personally blame Hermes for the reason why Chanel bags are now like $10,000 when they used to be $4,000. Because Hermes, Chanel, I had a friend that used to work for Chanel and they said that they always like, they kind of aspire to be more like Hermes. Mm. And what Hermes does is they charge exorbitant prices for things. And so they make it super luxury. So it's like so luxury, no one can even get it.
Right.
And like, get out of here.
That's why they charge so much too, because they hardly sell any.
But what they're saying is that the lawsuit, according to my little tiny brain from what I remember, so grain of salt this, okay? Because like, I am like pulling this from my arse, from the dome piece. But basically it's that they're being sued because it's like unlawful to withhold being able to purchase a product because like you aren't spending X amount of money with the establishment. And so it's kind of like a known thing in like the Hermes world that like you need to like go and buy like scarves, bracelets, like fucking those stupid sandals, all this Hermes stuff before they'll even let you.
No.
Yes, buy an Hermes bag. And this is the craziest thing ever.
And they'll let you look at the bags once you are purchasing other things.
Like, they'll let you even be on a list to purchase the bags.
No.
And these bags are like $20,000. So I had a friend recently who was telling me about their experience trying to buy a Birkin bag, okay? And they said that what basically happens is like you go in and like you have to schmooze the sales associate to like say that you're somebody that's worth a Birkin.
That's crazy.
I know. And once you've like passed that test and you have to buy a bunch of shit you don't want to buy, and then they'll be like, so, then you're like, so I'm looking for like a Birkin bag, like Kelly. And they're like, okay, like what are you looking for? And my friend said that she had to go like this. Well, like, I don't really like silver hardware, but like gold hardware, but I'll take silver hardware. And like, well, what kind of color are you looking for? Well, I have black. So like, I don't know, like maybe green or pink or red or tan or white or polka dot, like whatever fugly fucking bag they have. They'll be like, it's so crazy.
That's ridiculous.
So here I am being like, this is literally the epitome of the Emperor's New Clothes. Like, I feel zero guilt about my firkins that I have in my house.
Oh
like,
my God, it's out of control.
But you know what's happening now? Is all the rich bitches that have access to the Birkins, now they're like rebelling like fucking teenagers. And they are, now they're like all in the market of fakes. So they, now they only buy, so they have all their reels, but now they like get off on buying fake ones and wearing them around and having them pass as real.
Of course.
It's so turnt.
Why not? Especially if you can't get a real one that you want, then go buy the fake tan one that you wanted that you couldn't get because all they were offering was pink or polka dot.
Yes.
Crazy.
Isn't that insane?
That's crazy.
We're living in demented times.
I know. It's bizarre.
Yeah. Also, word to the wise when you go to Canal Street, if you want to buy a fake Rolex, not that I know from personal experience, but if you did... I can't be out here wearing my real one. I'm going to get punched in the head and the butt.
I know. Punched in the face and someone will take off with it.
Yeah, no. So I'm fake for safety. But
totally.
But I
it makes sense to
you
me.
You need to open up the latch, okay? Because they're going to try to slip it on your wrist. Don't let them slip it on your wrist.
Was yours broken?
Actually,
not that you have one.
Not that I have one,
but
Mom.
But hypothetically,
if I had one and I bought it and then I let them put it right over my wrist and then I went home and I was like, oh my God, it doesn't open.
What would you have done?
Hypothetically, somebody that I'm related to might have been able to fix it for me.
How convenient.
So that was really nice. Okay, so I want to ask you a question. So everybody knows that I wear your underpants and I steal them.
Yeah.
Do you think that's weird?
Yes, very.
Okay.
But they're so cozy, I don't blame you.
They're so amazing. And also, I just like my vagina to be near your vagina.
You had to go there. Of course.
That's the name of the podcast. My vagina near your vagina.
No. I can't. Please don't. No, no. I'm done.
I need to know how you feel about me exclusively pooping in your bathroom.
It's so weird. I have noticed that you do that. You go in.
You have the
bathroom.
Best pooping bathroom in America.
I do.
It's so big.
It's my bathroom is awesome, isn't it? It's
and it looks
huge.
Out onto the friggin' water. It's like the best view you've ever seen.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times we've brought people into this house that have never been in here. Like everybody, like friends, workmen, and dad will literally say to them, and see that toilet right there, that's the best seat in the house. Go sit. No, sit there and look out the window.
Literally.
He does it all the time.
The man is not funny.
It's so crazy.
So, no, I could not agree more. And I'm sorry, because like I literally like I just go take a huge darp in your toity every chance I get, and it's not just once a day; it's like multiple times a day. And no, I just like want to say, like, because as a parent, I feel like kids just like I feel like as a parent, like nothing really grosses you out about your kids, but like then they do get older, and there's probably things that are gross. Like babies aren't gross, but like. Like 10-year-olds are gross. No. Like adults are gross. Like I just feel like that's probably such a gross thing that I do that like you guys never
honestly,
bring up to me.
I don't think I always know when what you're doing in there for one thing. So I don't know that's what you're doing every time you're in there.
Sometimes I go in there and
but
I go.
Sometimes you announce it.
Well, sometimes I go into your 1980s bathtub. What's up?
We really should do that over, shouldn't we?
Yeah. I mean, I love everything about it, but the tub. The tub is latex.
It's so old. It's so old.
But like, I do, but I also am not mad at it.
What if
like,
we just changed the fixtures?
What if you, I don't know, got like a plug for it so you don't have to stick a washcloth in it so the water doesn't drain down?
I don't know where the plug went. I had the plug forever. All of a sudden, like 4 months ago, maybe, I can't find the plug. I'm sure I hit it on myself.
Yeah.
But I don't know where I put it. And so that's a pain.
Yeah. But
what if we got like one of those freestanding pretty white tubs?
No,
put it over near the window.
No, really? I was thinking about that because I have a freestanding in mine.
And
it is pretty. It does. It leaks. But
right.
Well, we figured out what the problem was. So it's fine now. It's fixed now. But no, they're not wide enough. I need to be able to slash rat. I need to be able to orca whale it.
That is why I haven't replaced it. It's a great tub.
It's a great size. And
it
you can
is.
Really, like, you can shave a leg.
It's huge. And the baby loves
it. Oh, I saw you in the shower the other day shaving your leg. It was so pathetic.
I do that. Why not?
I do that, too. I sit on my, I literally, Natalie Imbruglia.
Yeah, what's?
I'm out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed.
Lying naked on the floor.
In my shower, shaving my legs.
I don't think that's weird.
Yeah. You just look so sad.
You have a bench.
You're really scrunched up.
You have benches in yours.
Yeah, but I still sit.
On the floor?
Yep.
That's interesting.
Still stick my butthole near where all the bad stuff goes down. Danger.
Taylor. Why?
Anyway.
You always have to make
it. Speaking of my butthole.
Oh, please.
I have a story for you.
I don't want to talk about
I
that.
I do.
Oh, no.
It's my podcast.
Oh.
So, last story.
Why?
So, I was at Brian Kelly's. I've not told the story. This is wild.
Oh,
I've not told the story.
No.
So I was at Brian Kelly, like maybe, like definitely it was, if it wasn't last summer, it was even the summer before. I think it was last summer.
Okay.
And we were all out there for like a long weekend. And you know, there was like, hi, Noma Kamali, wasted. Hi, Noma Kamali.
Yeah.
I wasted Noma Kamali bathing suits.
Yeah.
So I had my striped one and I had it on and it's like white and like navy blue
navy
stripes.
Blue.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
So
it.
I'm usually like a dark bathing suit girly because she has hemorrhoids and sometimes her butt bleeds. And you never know with like the free flowing fluids out of the vagina piece.
Oh, no.
You know what I mean?
Oh, Taylor.
Also, speaking of vaginas, my wife has such prominent labias. The way you can see them in a bathing suit. Strong lab game.
No.
Are you staring at my wife's labias?
Oh, no. These are personal things I don't want to really
know. When you see Taylor in a bathing suit.
I don't really want to know about, but go ahead, proceed. Oh, my God. All right, so. Oh. Yes. So, everybody has this stuff, but they don't talk about
it. Well, I do.
Okay. All right. So you're in your striped blue.
So am I striped. And so I got.
You get your period.
So I was getting the beginning stage of the period. And like whatever. Like, we all, as the girlies know, sometimes you do. So I get these things called middle schmerz. I literally brought this up to my OBGYN the other day. And I was like, I think I have middle schmerz. And she was like dying laughing. She was like, how do you know that term?
Because of your father.
I was like, my dad told me. Yeah. Don't you know what? My dad's a doctor, which means I'm a doctor.
And he used to be an OBGYN.
Right.
Yep.
So he did his like training OBG before.
He used
before
to talk
he,
about that all the time. We have this cramp. Middle schmerz.
Middle schmerz. It's basically like in the middle, like not your period, but like in between, you kind of get like period-like symptoms, like small cramps and like a little bit of like, you know,
that's not dang.
Brown discharge. This is why panty liners exist, I've realized. Anyway, so
okay.
Move on.
When
my middle schmerz were middling,
yes.
The schmerz were smirting.
You know why he loves that?
Why?
I remembered that.
Because it's German.
German.
Yeah.
Schmerz
nach Heiligenacht.
He loves anything German.
Yeah. So anyway, so I was in them and I took them off because I got really, really wet and they were uncomfortable. So I laid them on the back of a chair to dry, but I forgot they were there.
Uh-oh.
And so Brian at the time, he doesn't work for him anymore, but he had like a house manager that worked for him.
Yeah.
And he was like one of the girlies. He was like a friend. So like, it's maybe okay. But like, so we all left like a million fucking things there because we're irresponsible idiots. And so anyway, he literally was like, oh, I have this and I have this and this. And also, I believe these are Streckers. Like, but he took a picture and everybody thought they were poop stains.
How embarrassing. No.
Poop stains in the vagina.
But how embarrassing.
But like the way that because they're high-waisted Noma Kamali, you can't really tell what's the front and what's the back.
Why did he take a picture of that?
Literally, Brennan.
Brennan, that is rude.
So I literally, and I maybe it's too late now, but I need mom advice. So to this day,
You're not claiming them?
Never, like, I just never addressed it. So now my friends all running around thinking I have a poopy butt. Meanwhile, I use baby wipes. I'm literally clogging up everybody's toilet I go to.
You love that bathing suit. You never got it back.
I have more than one.
Admit
I have
it was
more
yours.
Than one. I know. It was obviously mine. Everybody saw her.
I know. Everybody saw you in it.
Anyway, so.
You need to address it.
It was just my middle schmerz.
You need to say
I'm such
that.
A good wiper.
You talk about everything. Look what you're talking about it right now on national radio, whatever.
I'm so embarrassed.
So you just need to tell
So
them.
Can everybody just slide into the DMs of Ben Soffer Celebrity, Claudia Oshry, Girl With No Job, as well as Brian Kelly, and just let the points guy know and like let my friends know, like, it was not poop stains.
What?
It was just brown vaginal discharge. And that's the end of the podcast.
Taylor,
Mom,
no,
I love you.
No, do not. You did you just say that's the name of this podcast?
There's so many names this podcast could be.
I said,
and that's the podcast.
Oh, I thought you said, and that's the name of the podcast. Brown Vaginalist.
We could do.
No. No.
BVD.
No.
And the girlies know, the real ones know.
Oh, Tay.
I love you. We always end
this way. I love you too. This is one of the things I love most about you. I do love when you embarrass me. I think it's hysterical.
Your claim to fame. You always said, I've never been simultaneously so proud and so mortified. No, I've never been so proud and so mortified simultaneously.
Yes. Entertained. And entertained.
Do I not entertain you?
You do entertain me.
Are you not entertained?
Your claim to fame. You entertain me. Dad just said the other day, Taylor's the funny one. He's so bad.
I know.
Taylor's the funny one. Paige is the sweet one.
Yep.
And Zach is the smart one.
That's the truth.
I said they're all smart.
Not me.
Yes.
I'm basically illiterate, so.
You have to be smart to
be
funny.
The other day on the podcast, I said fishes. It's just fish. I'm French now. We pluralize everything. Shrimps.
Fishes.
Just shrimp. Everybody calm down. Anyway, we really have to go. That's it for us.
So fun.
Mom,
you're
I love you.
Fun. I love you, too.
I love you so much, you guys. I know you love when Babsy's on. I love it, too. Don't worry. We'll have many more in the future. Thank you so much for listening. It means the world. Share this podcast with your mom. Share this podcast with your friends. Share this podcast with the world. And make sure I always say it. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. It means the world. And yeah, that's it for us. You guys have a great rest of your week. Until next week, bye, girl, bye.
Bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.